Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse Go listeners. It's Jesse from the home studio in Los Angeles. This week's Jordan, Jesse Go was recorded live at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater Franklin here in L.A. Before we get to the show, I want to let you know two things. First of all, I'll be doing my talk, Make Your Thing, in L.A. at the Annenberg Center for Photography on July 19th. You can find ticket information and more at MaximumFun.org. And a reminder, buy your tickets now for Jordan, Jesse Go and Throwing Shade in September in Portland, Oregon, September 12th at the Hollywood Theater. You can find that ticket link online at MaximumFun.org. With both of us on the bill, I'm sure it'll sell out soon, so grab your tickets now. Now, let's get to the stage of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. Has that chair always had... Has that door always had a chair right in front of it?
Yes, it has.
Oh, well, in that case, I intended to open the show with that humorous pratfall.
That's a good thing when you're doing an audio podcast. A lot of physical humor, a lot of pratfalls.
I've been working up some Commedia dell'arte shit.
Oh, yeah?
You got to see my Il Dottore.
Yeah, right? Such an emboldened doctor.
He is.
We were, actually, before we came on, the stage manager, Marlena, came back and said, are you guys ready to go? And we said, yes. And she says, there are a lot of Star Wars shirts in the audience.
Which doesn't strike me as like a particularly notable thing at an Upright Citizens Brigade Theater show.
But yeah, I mean, give yourselves a hand for being the most Star Wars shirted audience they've had.
Like, probably a more significant thing. Oh, there's a woman in the front row holding 20 balloons.
That is also going on. We got David Lynch to direct this episode of Jordan, Jesse Go, so there's going to just be some weird, surreal stuff that you'll have to unpack later.
Wow. Hey, oh, Jordan.
Yes.
Before we, you know, get started with the real content of the show, I wanted to convey you the regards of my Lyft driver from earlier today.
Oh, please.
Look, I'm a pretty major celebrity, so I get recognized by Lyft drivers all the time, and today was no exception. But he asked after you. I had a great conversation with him. He said, you know, he was saying, we were talking about, you know, what do you do for a living type things. And I said, oh, you know, I have a podcast network. And he said, oh, it's probably an earwolf podcast.
We love them.
And I said, no, actually, I own a network called MaximumFun.org. And he said, you're not Jesse Thorne, are you? And I'm like, number one, this is the first time anyone has ever had that
reaction. And then you look in the rearview mirror, and he's got his pants down, and he's cranking it. He is cranking one out.
And
then he stopped when he learned that you didn't have an Earwolf podcast.
I said, yeah, I am. I actually am Jesse Thorne. It's nice of you to say something. I wouldn't expect to be recognized. And
do you mind if I crank it alongside you, good sir?
And he said to me, well, it's been years since I've listened to any of your shows, and I guess I didn't expect the beard. Thanks, big guy. Just the kind of ego boost I needed going into this.
Yeah, I always like hearing, oh, I used to listen to your show. Yeah. Then Paul F. Tompkins came out with too many podcasts. So.
He really likes WTF, though.
Sure.
So, anyway, he asked how the boy detective was doing. That's you.
Yeah. Just tell him I have a giant weird beard. hey, Jesse, I thought, since we're performing at the world-famous UCB Theater...
This is the 10th anniversary of the Los Angeles UCB Theater.
Sure.
Did you know that?
Yeah, this very night.
Yeah.
They're like, what can we get? We can get ASCAT. Maybe we could get, I don't know, Mr. Show reunion.
Let's get half of that sketch comedy group, Prank the Dean, that did three shows here one time.
I thought, since they are, you know, normally famous for, you know, improv and sketch comedy, that maybe we could bring a little bit of that tonight. you know, just so in case like people are just here, you know, maybe who don't know the show, they can get eased into the show a little bit with some what I like to call improvised comedy.
Improv or sketch.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't. This is a hybrid of the two because I have what I've done. I have written a sketch.
Uh-huh. I follow you so far.
That you, Jesse,
right.
have not seen.
Correct.
So your end of it, your reaction will be genuine. It'll be improvised, but the sketch has been meticulously written by me.
Now, what about this card that you gave me with a line written on it?
That's your line.
Fit it? Okay.
That's your line. So you say it's a two-line sketch.
And how do the balloons work into this?
I don't know. I think this is just an insane person. This has nothing to do with it. This is just someone who brought a bunch of balloons. Are you ready?
So I've not looked at this.
No.
I just put it right in my heart. You told me not to look at it.
So, yeah, this is just a cold read, improvised sketch.
Do I have the first line or the second?
You have the first line.
Okay.
This is a very well-done sketch, by the way. I just want you to know it's very good.
Do I read this part?
Oh, no, that's just your name. Don't you read Jesse.
Okay. So that means that I'm supposed to read the rest of it.
Yeah. Everything that's not Jesse.
Guys, I'm a professional. Now, I'm just a small dish of baked dough, cheese, and tomato sauce, but I think you should you should reconnect with your dad.
Whoa. That's a little personal, pan pizza. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm just going to do a laugh. No, no, don't keep clapping. No.
Don't continue to clap. Don't let him shake your hand. Don't let him shake your hand, everyone. That was awful. That was literally my worst nightmare. That something like that would happen is a nightmare I've been having continuously since middle school.
10 years of comedy, everybody!
Combining improvisation and sketch.
Yeah.
My authentic reaction.
One amazing joke.
To that pile of garbage. We have some announcements.
Oh, yeah, we do have some announcements.
Speaking
before
of
we start.
Star Wars t-shirts.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know this. San Diego Comic-Con is coming up. This is an annual event in San Diego. It's like different guys in shorts and whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's a little silly that everybody, you know, goes down to San Diego and lines up to see...
We've been there, actually.
We have been there. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we had actually kind of a bad experience. I don't know, people who listen to the show regularly might know that we actually got booted off a stage. This is real. We got booted off a stage at Comic-Con, I think it was 2 years ago.
And yelled at by a woman we'd never seen before in our entire lives.
Oh, that was Princess Leia.
Princess Leia cosplaying as the head of worldwide marketing for Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and I think it was because of this segment that we're about to do. I mean, some of you might be like leaving here to get on the train to San Diego. Maybe some people, you know, listening are from are just coming back from Comic-Con. And this is, I think, the segment that got us booted off the stage last time. It's called Comic-Con Facts.
And it's just it's crazy.
It's just facts. It's
real facts.
Yeah.
All of these facts are real.
I think here's the one where they cut the mics on us. And this is just a good example. I mean, you guys will see how silly it was and what an overreaction this was on her
part. Because this might as well just be a press release for Comic-Con.
Sure.
These are facts from Comic-Con, and they literally cut out our microphones, and then a woman we'd never seen before in our lives yelled at us.
I think this is the one. You are allowed to perform cunnilingus on a steampunk woman. Just don't get your tongue stuck in the gears.
And that's just a fact.
It's just a fact. Comic-Con fact.
It's not an opinion. It's not editorializing. It's just a fact.
So here for you and, you know, anybody else who might be on the way later, here are some Comic-Con facts.
So here's one. This actually came to me. I read an informational pamphlet from the Tourism Board of Norway. Mm-hmm. I love those pamphlets. They make wonderful pamphlets, by the way. During Comic-Con, Hall H at the San Diego Convention Center legally becomes the world's largest sauna.
It's a fart powered, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes. You just ladle a few farts on the hot stones.
Here's a fun fact. It's kind of a tip, too. If you see Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin, stay back and be sure not to stand between him and his cub.
Yeah, I mean, if he starts... Here's the thing. If he starts to charge at you, open your coat and make yourself look large.
That's a good tip so he doesn't maul you. This year's Comic-Con is actually out of continuity.
It's actually a what-if Comic-Con, which supposes that the Nazis had won World War II.
And at Marvel's Ultimate Comic-Con, Neil Gaiman is a mixed-race teenager named Miles Morales.
Comic book humor. You know, most of the year, and I'm sure you guys know this was just the 4th of July, a lot of you took civics class, the Constitution says that the second in line for the presidency is the vice president, currently, of course, Joe Biden.
But if Obama is unable to perform his duties during Comic-Con, a Weird Al Yankovic becomes the president.
Thank God that the Founding Fathers anticipated that Joe Biden would want to get to Comic-Con early to get those exclusive Pokemon cards.
Biden loves his Squirtle. And we've been, this is actually just a kind of a
Squirtle
warning.
Squirtle is a Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, you can't just...
like the number two Pokemon, isn't it?
He's wrapped in foil.
Number one is the little yellow one, and number two is Squirtle.
Yeah, well, it's just a fucking joke.
Number three's Dumbledore or whatever.
Yeah, sure. And this is actually a warning. We have been hearing reports that there's a man going around the con telling people he's Nicolas Cage and inviting them back to his hotel room.
If you run into this man, do not go with him. He is Nicolas Cage. Comic-Con facts. Fun facts about Comic-Con. Thank you, Beer Backstage, for applauding.
It'd be cool if you applauded at the end of the segments. You don't have to. Some of you are holding balloons and can't. I understand.
You could release them to the heavens.
Oh, that would be fun, as a symbol of peace or whatever.
Well, if they threw rice, pigeons would eat it and die, so...
Yeah, no, that's a good plan.
It makes sense.
Hey, we've actually got some guests today on the show, don't we?
We do have guests on the show. They are one of America's funniest comic couples. You know them from film, television, and the stage right here at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Please welcome John Ross Bowie and Jamie Denbo. Jamie, hi, John,
oh my God,
Ross, Bowie.
I thought you were absolutely kidding about balloons.
Nope, and now one of them is flashing lights.
Yeah. One of them is an electric balloon.
Man, aren't you guys bummed you didn't take shrooms before this?
Always.
Yeah, twas ever thus.
You got a shroom before you podcast, guys.
How's it going, gang?
Is it your birthday? No, that's a crazy question.
Should we continue guessing occasions? It's your birthday? It's your companion's birthday?
Is the present that she gets to walk around with balloons.
It's someone's birthday.
All right, now.
I like how cryptic this is.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas?
Is it Jesus Christ's birthday?
Is this going to lead to me being shanked in the alley? Happy birthday.
Wow. Seriously, Jordan, though, you really should get back in touch with your father.
Is someone taking
care of... Hey, that's a little personal pan pizza. No.
I was with it every step of the way. I loved that joke. That was me applauding from backstage.
Don't take another curtain call for that horrible joke.
They're probably going to want an encore at the end. They're going to stay here.
This isn't a Bruce Springsteen concert, Jordan.
Oh, I do that joke for 3 hours.
Two sets, an encore. There's a teleprompter down here to help you out. Springsteen uses a teleprompter. Look it up.
Springsteen uses a teleprompter?
There was a New Yorker piece recently. That's, if you get nothing else away from this podcast, you should know that I am a subscriber and reader to the New Yorker.
We're just...
in fact, I'm done here.
We're reading New Yorker articles about Bruce Springsteen here, just piling old upon old.
I know, right? Yeah, because I'm worried that I'm a little too relevant. And apparently he, along with a lot of his peers, because he'll take requests from the audience for like songs he hasn't done in 20 years or something, and there's some guy, some horrible intern tucked away in some bowel of the stage who's frantically being like, oh shit, what are the lyrics to, you know, Johnny 99 or whatever,
and it's he like has the to... Metropolitan Opera or something? There's just a guy who's supposed to shout at Bruce Springsteen the lyrics to his own song?
Or have like them on file so he can put them up on the teleprompter. But yeah, that's actually a thing.
A fun way to make Bruce Springsteen have a meltdown would be to somehow disable that prompter or kill that guy that types it in.
Like a poison dart.
Yeah, like a fun way. This is fun. And then just yell out the names of non-Bruce Springsteen songs or just songs that don't exist.
Yeah.
Like
Unemployed Duck.
Beluga Zeppelin. And just watch him have a heart attack.
That'd be great. I'd be into that.
I'd be pretty into a Led Zeppelin-style version of Baby Beluga.
Oh, sure, yeah. That it somehow is about hobbits, too.
Yeah, just throw in a few fucking hobbits.
So something that people who have listened to this week's episode of Jordan, Jesse, Go! Will remember is that our guest, Alison Becker, demanded that we guys ask you about a favorite date night of yours, which is apparently having a few drinks and going to see a High School Musical.
Oh, that's okay. That's actually.
You got to clear up a couple of facts.
Okay, please.
No.
Is that?
No.
What did I get wrong?
We get crazy high.
Oh.
And go see a High School Musical.
Boy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I misrepresented.
No, nobody wants
it.
To show up drunk to a high school. That's a bummer. Like, by the way, there's probably plenty of drunk adults at a fucking high school. Like, oh, you were great up there, kiddo. You were great. And I don't want to contribute to that noise. But yeah,
that's something we shared. Early on, that was like, this is an awesome idea. Let's get super stoned. And then, how did it start?
We had just moved to Los Angeles, and I was a new and... I don't even know if I have my license yet.
Oh no,
actually.
John couldn't. City kid couldn't drive before he was 30. That's fun.
Yeah, I got my license a month before I turned 31, and it's not like, oh, but you knew how to drive. Nope, sure didn't.
No.
And I'm going to tell you that I grew up in New York City, but that's not an excuse. Oh hey, what's up, Sarah? How are you? I know you. Hi.
You
never mind how I know her.
Want to go ahead and greet the rest of the crowd?
No, just the one I know.
We are witnessing the destruction of a marriage right here on stage.
You'll like this story.
Hold on one second, Trent. Hey, Decora, what's up?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I know somebody in the crowd, too.
I should hope
so.
Oh,
hey, can I cut you off? Hey, fire extinguisher. You're there for emergencies only. All right, I'll see you after the show. Yeah, I'm going to fuck you.
We had moved to Los Angeles, and we had come into some shrooms.
And, like a relative shop.
You inherit them from an affluent uncle?
I have no idea how we came into those shrooms.
I do. Can I say it? I don't know.
I don't know.
It was told.
Did you get them from your mother-in-law? Is that why you're asking permission?
No. Oh, boy, that'd be amazing. What can you imagine my mother-in-law, your mother, having shrooms?
That's the only thing that would make her more tolerable. But
I know.
So your mother is like a fish concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bass solos.
For those of you if there's any crossover, that would be awesome. But Ronna and Beverly, she's Beverly. So that's awful. No crossover. Okay, so no gays in the audience. Please continue.
I think, by the way, that Fish would be the ideal people to do the Led Zeppelin cover of Baby Beluga.
You're absolutely 100% right about that. What little I know about Fish and Zeppelin, I think you're absolutely right.
No.
We came into these shrooms and we needed someplace local to do them because we didn't want to like drive out
to
the desert.
Drive.
You know,
very responsible.
And we were living right in Hollywood. We were living like a block away from
the cheapest, biggest,
the shittiest fucking apartment.
Dumb ex New Yorker can find.
This is the thing though, because New Yorkers moved to Los Angeles and they just
like, what all this space for $800, but it's over a bail bonds place, and you don't have to think about that.
And there's black mold everywhere, but you're just thinking yardage because you've been living in a closet for your whole fucking life, and you move here, and you're like, oh my god, there's a terrace. It looks out onto a precinct.
Yeah. I like that you measure that New Yorkers apparently measure the size of apartments in yardage.
Yeah,
because they're all in the garment business or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. In the rag trade, that's how we.
No, they're all football players.
I got stabbed on the way to the mailbox, but I can do a cartwheel.
Exactly.
I can't remember if we made the decision. We were like, "What can we do that's in walking distance?"
And we were.
And did we take the shrooms before we asked ourselves that question, or did we?
No. We planned it out.
Oh, we did.
We planned it out. No, we didn't. We didn't like take shrooms and then go, "What now?" We were like, "Well, we need to make this an event. What's going on?" And we were looking around. I think we were looking through an LA Weekly, and we're like, "Oh, Hollywood High School is doing Fiddler on the Roof."
Fiddler, that's a good one.
And
it's a classic
show.
So
we took a handful of shrooms each and walked to Hollywood High School.
And we're also
say
like
to the audience, We're sweating, flop sweating, and we must have looked like child molesters. There's no other reason. The two sweating.
Except child molesters who started bawling during the wedding. So
emotional experience. Like, and also Tevye was this incredible.
Oh, Tevye was amazing.
He was this gorgeous black kid who had only watched the movie.
So you could tell. You could totally tell.
He was doing a perfect impression of Topol. And then...
So the guy's like... He looked to be like 6'3" or something. He towered over everybody else on stage, doing a very credible impression of a much, much older, shorter Israeli folk singer, Topol, who plays Tevye in the movie because Zira Mostel had died. You know this.
You know this too, Takora.
Fire extinguisher don't know nothing. So hey, fire extinguisher, I'm going to fuck you later.
Ripping our fucking balls off, and it ends with the pogrom at the wedding, and lights come up for intermission. The first act ends that way, and we are just incapacitated with emotion. We just can't
stop. And then
we're like,
well, we have to do this every year. So we didn't get our hands on more shrooms, so I still don't remember. Where did we get them the first time?
Oh, fuck it. The Sklar Brothers. Edit it out if you want to.
Sklar?
Yeah.
Nope, we don't edit this thing. Hit up Randy and Jason Sklar on Twitter. Ask them to meet you behind a bowling alley.
And then at the end, just write Henderson.
That was a very unexpected answer.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was 100% the Sklar Brothers, yeah. And they were like, careful with these guys. These are the real deal. They were like, okay, Randy and Jason. But no, they were not kidding. That was
from New York City.
Very much so. Listen, St. Louis, I think I can handle myself. Meanwhile, I'm just like almost taking my pants off and like setting fire to incense sticks in front of the stage. Muddle didn't know he was gay. That was the other thing. Remember Muddle the Taylor?
Well, he in high school at that point.
No,
that
fair enough. But he was wonder of like, wonder, miracle of miracles.
He was so happy.
He was super happy. Rest his soul.
And all the girls were amazing.
Did he die?
I'm assuming. This was 13 years ago. I think I meant bless his heart, but I said rest his soul. And that's a horrible mistake to make.
He's probably dead by now.
What is he, 30, 31 now? Yeah. You know. Life expectancy for the drama major is not long.
We went back and we saw, and then we could only get our hands on weed, I guess, because we stopped hanging out with the Sklars. I don't know.
Well, except we get busy. I love them. We just see who has the time.
The Sklars got a TV show. They stopped being drug dealers.
That was during Cheap Seats.
It was during Cheap Seats. Yeah. That's right. So they didn't need to sell us shrooms.
Did they sell them to us?
No, I don't think they did. I think it was a Welcome to Los Angeles gift, and we used it to go to Hollywood High, which I might add is a performing arts magnet. So those kids are good. And
no, not all of them are good.
The girls are good. The boys are a mess.
Trying.
So I want to get an opinion from you. If this was something that I wanted to do,
yes.
What popularly performed high school play is the best to go see while fucked up?
That's a really good question. You know, Fiddler is done constantly, and you will get a good cry in because it's a very emotionally wrought show. We saw the Who's Tommy that way.
Yeah,
we saw them do Tommy.
That was
a good ride.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, and it was super like the guy was indicating a bunch, so he was like, come on, the amazing journey, and learn all you should know. A lot of that, yeah.
John was pointing, like, really gesticulating.
There was a lot of gesturing.
He pointed at his head to suggest knowing.
Yes. That's what that young man did. Oh, and then the really uncomfortable one that we were actually a little too high for was Chorus Line. Because
I don't even remember that one.
That was when we took a couple friends. You were like, "You're gonna love this. We're gonna go get super high. Come with us. Come with us.
Come on our fun.
Come on a journey.
Yeah, exactly.
A journey through the world of show business.
Yeah. You probably sent a flower back at some point. Yeah.
Thing you can do during High School Musicals is send a flower to someone backstage. I'm pretty sure I did, which is so fucking creepy.
No, I bet what you did was I bet you sent a flower back to Morales because you had played Morales at camp.
No, I think I did it to Zach, the one who like does
the director. Yeah.
Director, because I was just like, he's not going to get any love, and I was like, what?
Amazing!
You just send a flower back in the car, and says, "It's me, that guy from Big Bang Theory." They look out of the audience, and you're waving.
Hey! What? Oh, no, no, no! You're thinking of Kevin Sussman. Thank you. So we went to see Chorus Line, but they edited nothing from Chorus Line. Anyone know Chorus Line? Show of hands. That's a smattering, right? What do you not want to see a 16-year-old girl sing?
Tits and ass.
That's right. That's right.
But to me, I was always
that's
five
right.
You definitely want to see this.
Now,
I'm uncomfortable.
Now, my high school did not do chorus line, but I think I went to see a rival high school's chorus line. That's why we had rival drama departments.
Nice.
Sure.
And I think they changed tits and ass to this and that. Which
Whoa.
Seems pretty
this
easy. This
and that.
Yeah, I mean,
got the
you
bingo
know.
Bongos done.
We're saving ourselves for marriage. Like, all right, you changed it too much.
I feel like the problem with changing it to this and that is if you change it to this and that, one of them means pussy, right?
Absolutely
it can
correct.
Mean whatever you imagine it to mean.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Pretty much exclusively pussy.
I mean,
Jamie's
we're talking about a bunch
one.
Of high
pussy,
school
right?
dudes.
For some fellas, it's feet and armpits. I don't know.
It's up to interpretation.
Whatever you're into.
But I think you can't go wrong with a West Side Story situation because...
Yeah.
Oh, we saw
a
college West Side Story, though.
College, and then they did some real women's studies interpretation there, which didn't need to be done.
Like they gender-reversed the casting or something?
No.
They were girl sharks,
like,
though.
At the end, like, cover herself with her own blood and shoot herself in the head. It was... I don't know.
Yeah, there was a suggestion that Maria kills herself at the end of West Side.
Well, the big...
Which I was not
the fun...
That's
question mark. The fun question mark thing about West Side Story is that like they're never going to get the authentic Puerto Rican cast and the authentic white cast or white Italian cast. So you're always it's going to be a mixed bag in high school,
yeah.
And that's kind of fun to watch.
It's
that's
like
racially uncomfortable.
It's like trying. It's like trying to imagine, you know, like in a colorblind world, what the race wars will look like.
And then there's going to be a whole like you know PC debate because that's. That's why we don't play colleges anymore. Just kidding.
Yeah, we were actually asked to do this at UCLA, and we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it to PC.
Exactly.
They would have booed us off the stage when I made that pizza joke.
Pizzas have feelings.
It's just a joke.
But that's the whole thing. So, I, you know, it'd be interesting to see that, actually.
Yeah, a high school. But my dream, and I've never seen it, although there are some on video on YouTube that I've actually gone and looked at. My dream is I want to see a high school Sweeney Todd before I die.
That's your dream?
But that's it. That's it.
What drug, drug would you like to be on? Ecstasy?
You know, ecstasy plus yeah, I want that more than I want the fulfillment of my children.
John Ross Bowie, I went to an arts high school.
Yeah? Did you do
there
Sweeney
was,
Todd?
We did not do Sweeney Todd. We came about a hair's width from doing Company.
Really?
Bravo.
Nice.
Nothing like a sophisticated adult relationship thing to do with 17-year-olds.
You know, it's funny. The first time I saw Company, I was in – and Company is from 1971. It's Sondheim's first like, this is me. This is my voice. And it's about like this guy who can't commit to relationships at the age of 35, which seems rather quaint now, doesn't it? But I saw
– I related to that because I was just fucking my way through the high school at the time.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
So that's why I was kind of behind it, yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Dick, 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 dick. I love getting so laid before I got married.
It's true, she did. The
I was real good at GoldenEye. Like, I didn't even have to cheat and use Odd Job.
Wow.
I could be...
You could use Odd Job on GoldenEye? Odd Job was like a thing?
He had an advantage, too.
That's hilarious.
So.
You had to unlock racist mode.
You could unlock racist characters throughout cinema.
I was going to say, that's phenomenal. You could just go to, like, You Only Live Twice and just do all of those, those horrible Japanese stereotypes.
You can do Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Nice. Phenomenal. And then there's a whole Gone with the Wind section.
Yeah, right. And that time Charlton Heston was Mexican.
Oh, see.
You could be that.
That's my favorite part. Touch of Evil, when Charlton Heston is playing a Mexican, and he answers the phone and goes... See? It's my favorite shit in the world. I have to stop the movie and just get up and walk around. And like, oh, TCM, I need a moment. I need a breath, man. Love that.
Did you have an N64? Did you ever play Birth of a Nation?
It's weird that it's a kart racer. A little kart racist, if you ask me.
Nice. Boom. Take a lap. Take a lap. Take a lap. Take a lap.
Ladies and gentlemen, At Midnight, Season 3, coming soon.
Glorious. No, I actually didn't. I didn't really have my own video game system until after I got married. You're welcome, ladies.
Did your wife give birth to a Sega Genesis?
Yes.
No, yes. It was an Atari Lynx.
No,
we
I
were hoping. Do you want to know what system it is?
We want to be surprised.
We want to be surprised. We painted
Turbo
for an
graphics.
Xbox. I don't know.
We painted the nursery black and green.
I got that though because it played DVDs.
Yeah, you got it. You know, you got it. We got a PS3, and I was like, oh wow, it's a Blu-ray. That's great. You know, I've never really had a video game system. I mean, let me see if I can just dabble into. You know, cut to 16 hours later, I'm balls deep in Red Dead Redemption, which was awesome, but remains the only. And then we actually, you know, had children, and they. As much as there is a certain historical value to letting them watch me play Assassin's Creed,
you can learn a lot. There's a lot of like facts
architecture and shit,
yeah.
Right? But no.
How to effectively shank the Pope?
Yes.
You never know when, as a kid.
Well, the problem with the public schools is they don't teach Pope shanking anymore.
Because of all these PC fascists, am I right?
I'm gonna home shank my popes.
Home shank.
So you're saying you have cut down significantly on video game playing because of you don't want them to pick up. Nope.
Yes. I think you just that's not true. Whenever I say I'm gonna go out for dinner with my friends,
well,
you say, "Ah, Johnny's gonna put me to get high and play some fucking Grand Theft Auto." Like that's what the
well, a
the
couple.
You turn into a juggalo.
I do. I become instantly down with the clown the second I have.
John's going to... You're buried in the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
John's
going to
throw beer bottles at Tila Tequila.
That's me. That's what happens. No. Well, a couple of things. One.
It relaxes
no.
you.
It does relax me a little bit.
The way that naked and afraid relaxes me.
Exactly. But also, two.
And used to be locked up abroad. By the way, every episode is the same. Every episode.
What is the moral of locked up abroad?
Ain't no free thing. $5,000.
Yeah, there's no such thing as an easy $5,000.
Easy $5,000.
Great.
Get it. Turn it down.
Great. No, I'll tell you what happened. The kids.
A lot of good information in today's show.
Yeah. Take care of your games because the kids scratch fucking Grand Theft Auto. It's unplayable now.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Did you leave it in a place where they could scratch it?
I left it inside the player, which was my bad. I should have taken it out and put it back in its jewel case.
Everybody knows that.
Fair enough. But I was like,
in a place where they could scratch it, you mean the family home? Do you want him to get off-site backup?
I had just learned how to fly a plane. No Grand Theft Auto people here. You can fly a plane in Grand Theft Auto. I had just learned how to fly a fucking plane.
And then those selfish motherfuckers. Sorry I called your children motherfuckers.
Those selfish fruits of my loin scratched the fucking disc.
John, I feel like you are waiting for the next Grand Theft Auto where there's like a, you know, Into the Woods minigame.
I'm always waiting for like... Well, I mean, the detail and...
He likes an Easter egg.
I love an Easter egg, and I don't see why...
It's Sondheim-related.
If we're going to go this far deep
into
the city...
Our internet password in our house is Sondheim 1930, and I didn't set it that way.
Oh.
He's straight, so he says.
No, because it's the year he was born.
Oh.
Here's how
Do you want to retract your gay joke now?
Here's how
I don't care.
This is worth explaining. Here's how I know. Can I tell people how I know you? I was on. Sarah and I have pretty frequent sex, and
for the folks listening at home, Sarah is frantically pointing to a wedding ring.
You have two families, John, and who is this guy?
She's holding hands with a man, and now they're having intercourse, just to prove.
At last year's Pardcast-a-thon, Jimmy Pardo decided that he would auction off an opportunity to go see the soon-to-be-released film of Into the Woods, and it would benefit Smile Train, which
Talk
is a
to
charity
microphone.
That he's...
You're just not talking to your microphones. It's weird.
I'm talking to my microphones.
Okay,
it's fine.
And you guys had agreed to go together previously on the show, right?
Yeah, Jimmy and I had said we were going to go to see it no matter what. And we did, and Sarah generously donated to Smile Train, and she came with us to a special screening on the Disney lot of Into the Woods, and we had a good talk afterwards, and so that is how I know this young lady. Who can I tell you? Can I tell them what you do? She's a private eye in Orange County. True.
That's awesome.
It's fucking
ladies
true.
And gentlemen, we are
so
in
when
the room.
When someone's longboard goes missing, you're hot on their trail. when you can't find your ATV, I was
all myself, Tanner.
I was into the woods in high school. I was the narrator.
You were?
Yeah.
Adorable.
That's so awesome.
I was great.
I bet you were adorable.
Yeah.
You're adorable anyway. You are.
You must have been great. And so did they do it like with you double cast as the mysterious man? Spoiler
they did not.
Alert.
Yeah, they did oh, not. Okay. They did, they just, they, you, you, when you're doing high school music, you try and cram in as many kids
right,
as possible.
Of course,
so
of
that
course.
Kind of, that kind
yeah,
of symbolism
yes.
is thrown to the wind for the getting more kids in there.
Not at School of the Arts. It's the creme de la creme.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Jesse, fine. You fucking, what did you do? Mother Courage when you were 15?
I
your
literally
story?
Did Mother Courage when I was 15.
Take a lap, John. Take a lap. Take a lap.
Stop all the troops. It's Mother Courage. Hey, captains, let
For
them.
For the folks at home, John's dick is out.
Come by.
And he is cranking it.
Jesse, did you learn any math in high school?
It was required that we not learn math. We were required to shed math knowledge in high school.
You did Brecht in 10th grade, but can you not balance a checkbook?
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Jordan, should we talk about Raging Waters?
I would love to talk
like
about
this is something.
Well, you know, I would like to talk about, I think we're going into a favorite segment here on Jordan Jesse Go, where we say something that has a funny name.
Yeah.
And to lead into that, I wanted to talk about the slides at Raging Waters. This is a popular water park here in Southern California, specifically San Dimas High School football rules. And all the rides, all
Can
the
I
slides.
Can I tell you, Jordan, I think that anytime I see the word San Dimas.
You think
like, San Dimas High School football rules.
Right.
There's
I cannot.
No other way to think about it.
That cannot be released from my mind.
Yeah.
That will be there forever.
Somebody make a San Dimas High School football rules t-shirt. You will be a fucking bazillionaire.
Yeah.
The rides all sound like slang for a vagina. Here are some rides at Raging Waters.
Jordan said that this is a segment called We Say Funny Names of Things. This is a segment called Jordan Has a Theory. I should say, more specifically, it's called Jordan Has a Vaginal Theory.
Can we make it interesting?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever the best one of these is, Jamie will refer to her own as that for, let's say, a week.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, that seems weird.
Done.
Great.
All right. So
They know and love each other, ladies and gentlemen.
So just clap for the one you like the best. The one that you think is the best water slide / slang for a vagina.
That will be applied to my wife's Jenny's for the next 7 days.
It's kind of better than you calling it Jenny's. No matter what it is.
Okay, real rides. Dragon's Den. Dark Hole.
There's some early voters here.
Bermuda Triangle. Dr. Von Dark's Tunnel of Terror.
Raging Waters.
Do we have a winner?
I think we do. Guess where John's not going.
I'm not going to see Dr. Von Dark this evening, I suppose. No.
The doctor is out.
We're having pimped you into this, I have suddenly lost my access. Look at that.
Coming in 2016 to Raging Waters, the cum dumpster. Ride the cum dumpster.
Okay, guys.
Splash City out near Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm. Soak City.
Soak City, I'm sorry.
That's another good slang for vagina.
Has a ride called Beef Curtains.
This one's just called Gash.
You know.
Okay, I guess we'll ride it. Ride the Gash.
So here's what I want to know. You guys, of course, are one of comedy's greatest power couples.
No question. It's going right. It's
and
great.
But there's one
now,
question.
Now that Affleck and Garner are divorced, yes.
They were hilarious. In Daredevil? Yeah.
One of the great questions that's on all of our minds, I'm sure all of the audience's minds, are, sure, you're great together. But who is better between the two of you?
Me.
Jamie.
Oh, it's actually Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
Well, now we actually kill some time because we can't. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Were we supposed to talk through that a little bit more?
Did you want us to get?
I wrote a quiz.
Oh, all right.
Oh, never mind. Now
you would think this would be have some sort of marital theme or whatever, but no. It's my quiz, so it's going to have an old-timey baseball team's theme. The quiz is real old-timey baseball team or some shit we made up.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to start with you, Jamie, since you're better. I'm going to give you three old-timey baseball teams. Mm-hmm. You tell us which one we made up. Okay?
Yep.
The St. Joseph Clay Eaters. Again, two of these are real. The St. Joseph Clay Eaters, the Regina Bone Pilers, or the East Fresno Throat Crushers.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
Regina Bone Piler. That's what she's going to call her for the next week. Sorry about the Dr. Von, whatever. That's not that we're not, but Regina Bone Piler is what we're rechristening.
Stop talking about Lady Cervix. Okay.
I serve only you, Lady Cervix.
We offended the guy in the Stormtrooper sweater.
What was the St. Joseph one?
The St. Joseph Clay Eaters.
Yeah, the Throat Crushers are the fake, are the one you made up. You made up the Throat Crushers.
You're absolutely right. Ding, ding, ding.
Supposed to be a bell. Didn't have a bell.
How about that? Because nobody crushes throats in baseball.
I ordered a bell on Amazon that was supposed to come yesterday, and it didn't, so.
Wait, they don't pile bones either. What, do you understand the game of baseball?
But still, I feel like the base, like you could put a pile of bones.
Major not.
She's right. You could put a pile of bones on a base.
It makes more sense.
That's accurate.
It makes in the cartoon baseball game in my head. Which
have
is
you
how
never
I see
seen Danzig live? You can totally put a pile of bones on a base.
Okay, John, this one's for you. Which is real. The Hamilton Hams, the San Diego Saint Diegos, or the Worcester Worcesters?
I believe it's pronounced the Worcester Worcesters, Jordan.
Nah, I call it Worcester.
Maybe it's the Worcester Worcesters.
Oh, yeah. Because they...
Maybe.
So Hamilton Hams.
Hamilton Hams.
San Diego Saint Diegos.
Okay.
Or Worcester Worcesters.
I'm going with my gut. And unless... I want to say.
Talk it out. Talk it out.
Talk it out. I want to say.
Because it's about their pathology. It's not about me.
Right. But I'm wondering, like, would San Diego, which is not my favorite city, would they be lame enough to be like.
What dude is rad?
Would they be lame enough to just go, oh, we'll just name it the St. Diego's.
Can I say something? Speaking of that show that we did at Comic-Con where we got kicked off the stage, our friend Scott Simpson in that show, which was forever lost to time, said that San Diego's city crest is a flip-flop rampant on a field of volleyballs.
Yeah, but even they wouldn't necessarily go with just a literal Spanish to English translation of their name. I'm going with the St. Diego's.
You're absolutely correct.
Boom.
There was a team who couldn't come up with a better name than Worcester Worcesters.
I saw Worcester Worcester open for Mr. Mister at the county fair.
I think the Hamilton.
I could probably take a lap for that, but I'm not gonna.
So you, the Hamilton Hams.
Okay.
I'm a ham.
Back to you, Jamie Denbo. It's all tied up.
On the Hams.
The Wheeling Hunky Dories. The Greenboro Gladmen, or JYBBC, which stands for Jolly Young Bachelors Baseball Club of Brooklyn.
What? The first one is
Wheeling Hunky Dories, all one word.
All one word?
Yeah.
All smushed together, Wheeling Hunky Dories.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's two words, but Hunky Dories is one word.
Of course.
It's a compound word.
I mean, hunky dory technically isn't a noun, so they've really got them. They've really made a mess of things.
They?
Yeah, the people of Wheeling.
Uh-huh. Are you racist towards Wheelers?
Yeah, you don't like Wheelers.
They, those people.
I'm racist against those guys from Return to Oz. Are those called Wheelies or something?
No, I'm racist against them too.
Okay, cool. Wheeling hunky dories. You guys know the guys that I'm talking about, those creepy brass robots? Jesus
Your friend does.
Christ. Wheeling Hunky Dories, Greenboro Gladmen, or really actually Jolly Young Bachelors Baseball Club of Brooklyn?
Well, Greenboro Gladmen sounds like either an like, is there industry glad bags?
Glad bags?
And maybe that's why.
Oh, sure, yeah. They are the
Greenboro Ware.
What?
Greenboro Ware is a good question.
There's no other one.
You're going to have to ask some guy from a blog.
North Carolina.
I can't believe I'm entertaining the fact that the jolly young man date rapist is real.
Big jump you made there. Big jump.
Huzzah, fellows! To the date raping! We'll have a bit of fondant at the drugstore.
By the way, in old-timey days, they just called that a date.
I mean, the most innocuous is the Gladman, but it's also the dumbest. Like, what's that? Why would you... All right, I'm going to go with the Greenboro...
I feel like it was once the Klansman and they changed it.
That's why.
Greenboro Gladman is correct!
I feel like any store in Brooklyn, you could just put the Jolly Young Bachelor's Club of blank. And that would just be fine.
Okay, guys, this one's for everything.
We'll do a buzz in?
Yeah, buzz in.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Cincinnati.
Hit the table so hard everything
understood,
falls off.
Understood, understood.
Yeah. Break the computer.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Porkers. Columbia Cummers. Or the Bayshore Backdoor Boys.
Ring in.
Did your 12-year-old write this?
God, I wish I had a 12-year-old to write my jokes for me.
If anyone knows a 12-year-old who wants an internship.
I sure know a lot more Pokemons than I do. John Ross Bowie.
I'm going with Bayshore Backdoor Man.
The correct answer was Oswego Swigs. I just wanted to read Oswego Swedes. I mean, obviously, Bayshore, Texas Backdoor Boys is the made-up one.
It is?
It is pretty amazing that Cincinnati Porkers was a real name.
I'll go back to the Cummers for a minute.
Yeah. Wait. Well, you know, like, they're coming. They're coming. They're coming for you.
You know, it's not a word with you. Somebody,
first
somebody
they first came they came there. For the homosexuals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, the main jizz monsters.
That Holocaust poem. Okay, when something momentous happens to you, our listener, we ask you to call us or step up to this microphone. What do we got? We got Carrie here?
Yeah.
Woo! Carrie, come on up. Wait a minute, this is Carrie Poppy from Ono, Ross, and Carrie, the hit podcast.
Oh, boy. Just here to buzz market your own podcast.
So I made up some shit. No, this is true. I'm surprised it got chosen, but it's true.
What's your momentous occasion?
I took my dog to the vet yesterday, and they said that it is time for her to eat senior dog food.
Senior dog food? Congratulations.
Which is, you just take your dog to Sizzler. And let it just fucking go nuts in the salad bar.
Yes, it was only like
she got the early bird discount
instead of $15.
Nice.
So
Sizzler is like way overpriced.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
What are you dropping?
It's rare that you get this political, but I'm with you on it.
Yeah, taking a stance. What are you dropping at a Sizzler?
It's like $15 or something to go in there. So same with Soup Plantation. It's like that's like an expensive date.
Sizzler.
Now.
All Sizzler makes me think of. It's Dad's weekend. That's
just full of divorced dads.
That is what Sizzler makes me think.
Carrie Poppy and her elderly dog, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
But I think like what you
sunrise, sunset. Now, okay.
Where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy in the audience? Jimmy, come on up.
Jimmy.
Come on up. You chump.
Have a hand for Jimmy
over there. Jimmy, what's your momentous occasion?
Is it the one? It's about my. Well,
yeah, it's the one you wrote on this fucking card, Jimmy. Jesus Christ! Go sit down, Jimmy.
No, I bet it's good.
That caught some serious air.
Folks listening at home, Jesse flung a note card like a shuriken.
Your new host, Ricky J.
I actually called this in halfway a couple weeks ago, but I felt the validity would be challenged. But because of your encouraging words about it's.
Oh, yeah, the San Francisco, the real San Francisco treat.
I bought a box and ate one and shared it with my cat.
No. You shouldn't feed cats it's.
Is your cat now dead from ice cream poisoning?
I hate to tell you this, Jimmy, but I think your cat needs senior it's now.
That makes sense.
Jimmy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait, can so this is an ice cream thing. Did he like take bites of it or did he just like lick the ice cream?
He licked it.
He lapped it.
For folks at home, Jimmy did what in most contexts would be considered an offensive gesture, but meant lap.
Oh, I didn't find that offensive.
It implies that he's getting a blowjob.
And you do it here.
From his cat? He's making his cat
suck. I bet that rough tongue would feel pretty good.
That's not the universal symbol for lapping.
What is the universal symbol for lapping? You actually licking.
You licking the air.
Okay, let's all close our eyes and do what we think the universal symbol for lapping is. And then we'll see who gets... Okay, everybody, on three, do the universal symbol for lapping.
Only Jordan is doing so much.
Thanks a lot.
David, where's David? Where's David S? David S, come on up, please. Come on up. Yeah, you.
America.
This guy came to a different show of ours wearing this same ridiculous outfit.
Let's describe. David is wearing red jeans. Are those jeans?
He is wearing an outfit so ridiculous that I remember it from a different show that was literally like 18 months ago.
Yes. So red, are those jeans or Dickies?
I'll tell you this about this guy. This guy lives in like Wisconsin or some shit, and he's a professional PBS yoga host with his wife. That's how much I remember just because he dresses like this all the time.
Guys, he is wearing an American flag t-shirt. Why do you hate the flag?
Yeah, Jesse? I don't think the flag is ridiculous. I love it. And veterans.
I think we should have a constitutional amendment to burn the flag.
Wait, no, hang on. Starting with your shirt, David S. No.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne from NPR.
I also remember you. You're a memorable fellow. Didn't you do some sort of weird backflip the last time you were here?
Really close. I did a handstand into the chair.
Okay.
My wife didn't believe me, but then she listened to the podcast and she was very excited about that.
Good.
She didn't think you could do it? I believed in you.
She was like, oh, I'm going to have to try this. And we practiced.
She sounds like kind of a
bitch. I feel like you're confident. I feel like you're confident enough for me to say this, but in 16 Candles, when the dad is describing Long Duk Dong, and he's like, and red shoes. No, he's not retarded. Like, that's what he was wearing.
Sure.
But it's cute, because you're cute.
Oh, thank you.
So what's your momentous occasion?
Momentous occasion, I had to...
You've been wearing the same shirt for a year?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, the opportunity arose to become a permanent summer boy and move to Southern California. So I transferred jobs.
Now you coming to see our podcast isn't a 5-day affair.
No,
you just cruise down.
But I've literally only been here like a week.
Are you going to teach yoga here?
Huh? My wife will, I'm sure.
Are you a yoga person, though? You are.
I am
you
not
do
a
handstand.
Yoga person.
Well,
no,
didn't you do a handstand?
I do yoga. You got a yoga wife. You got to do yoga, right?
Yeah, Los Angeles City Council recently passed that resolution.
You have a yoga wife. You two have to do yoga.
Ladies and gentlemen, a yoga husband. Okay, where is Kat? Where is Kat?
This is...
Kat. Come up, Kat. Come up.
Kat, who ate the ice cream earlier. Wouldn't that be funny? Is she? Are you gone? This is such a good momentous occasion. I feel like...
Kat?
We would be doing a...
Kat.
Did you bail? Are you in the bathroom?
Okay, who's going to portray Kat?
So, someone come up...
Takora is going to play Kat. Takora had a pretty solid momentous occasion, which is that she's once sold Steve Wozniak some guitar strings.
Yeah. That's all right. Pretty good.
So tell us about that fake one, and then we'll...
Oh, yeah, that fake one?
No, I'm sorry. Tell us your real one, and then we'll do the fake one. I'm sorry.
In the late 90s...
Lean into that mic, too.
In the late 90s, I worked at Tower Records, and that was the coolest job to have in San Jose.
FYI.
Yeah.
And, well, second to the Bay Area Discovery Museum.
Oh, God. I worked at Discovery Zone, though, and that was close. But, so...
I feel like you guys
that's
just
funny.
Have a
I've been going DZ
history.
All night. Thank you.
That's a party drug, DZ, that Jesse took a tab of before the show. It's just kicking in right now.
I'm about to discover what I can do on my own.
You should have only taken half that, DZ. Those are strong.
So I was, this guy, very distinctive looking person walked up to me, and I pretended not to freak out because I knew it was Steve Wozniak. I mean, everybody knows what Steve Wozniak looks like.
What do you look like? Sort of Wozniak-y?
Yeah, kind of Wozzy. Yeah.
Like the type of dude who would use his billions of dollars to start a Segway polo league?
Did he in fact do that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And so I was just like, how can I help you? And he picked out the cheapest guitar strings that were on the counter. Like the really, I can't remember what brand they were, you know.
Number one, he went to Tower Records for his guitar strings.
Yeah, and then he just picked up the cheapest guitar strings. And
what are we talking about? Steel? Nylon? Segway.
Ernie Ball is pretty cheap.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Ernie Ball.
That's when you're like, I play at guitar.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all he does.
Maybe that's all he does, and he does nothing to prove.
But, I mean, yeah, he's doing strange. Okay. He's touring with the Grateful Dead.
Did you say he's doing okay?
Yes. No, but that's
what you're really chewed out on those guitar strings.
Sweet solo, Jew.
Not everything is about that, Jamie. Relax. Take the night off.
Here's the momentous occasion that, unfortunately,
We would like you to read this.
I just read this.
Yeah.
Your
Kat,
name
you sure
is Kat.
You got one more chance. This is your chance to be on a podcast and say something.
Kat, don't be embarrassed because there's no judgment of this.
I think
doozy.
This is fucking rad.
We're going to celebrate the shit out of this in a second.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You can do it.
We should explain. Decor is a school teacher. That's a little context for what's about to happen.
No, kids can't
Decor,
listen to
this has no reflection on you. You are just reading a line.
You are not Kat.
After months of working on it, I was finally able to urinate in my boyfriend's mouth. Happy face.
Happy face.
Now, so now that we've had such a warm reception, Kat, are you here? No.
So right. Takura, boyfriend, also had a warm reception.
Takura, we've been Jordan Jesse Go! Goodbye, everyone! Good night!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.